official podcast for the book Secrets of Podcasting, Audio Blogging for the Masses, with your host, Bart G. Farkas.
Hello and welcome to the Secrets of Podcasting, Audio Blogging for the Masses podcast. I'm the author, Bart Farkas, and I'd like to start out by saying that yes, that really is my name. There's actually a funny story there. Years ago when I was first starting out as a writer, I was working for one particular publisher in the strategy guide business, and I was writing quite a few books in a short period of time, and the rival publisher kept seeing the name Bart Farkas, and they thought it was so ridiculous that it was actually a pseudonym for a group of people that were working for the publisher I was working for. A couple of years later, I actually talked to the rival publisher, and when they found out I was real, there was about 5 minutes of silence on the other end of the phone. They couldn't believe it. Anyhow, I'd like to thank you for listening to this brief podcast. I'll try and give you a brief look at the contents of the Secrets of Podcasting book and how best you can use it to create or listen to podcasts on your own time. I'll also be checking in with Bob Goyetch of The Bob and AJ Show. The Bob and AJ Show is a podcast that's been around since the early days of podcasting. In this case, the early days of podcasting reasonably could be 20 minutes ago, given the pace of podcasting and the brief period of time it's actually been around. But even so, the Bob and AJ Show is actually an old-timer in the podcasting realm, so we'll be checking in with Bob Goyetch in a few minutes. Podcasting is a phenomenon that started just over a year ago and has grown at an unbelievable rate. Since the term podcasting was coined, the realm of podcasting has expanded and morphed repeatedly, almost daily, making it very difficult to keep up with all the changes. Indeed, that was one of the challenges I had writing the book. After all, the process of writing a book, moving it through the editorial process, and then getting it printed and into stores takes weeks or months. And in the case of podcasting, even a few weeks can mean that significant changes have occurred. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing the podcast, to touch on a few things that have changed since the book was completed. For example, since the book went to press, Virgin Atlantic announced that it is now making guided tour podcasts for those folks who book flights on their airline. So I guess the idea is when you land in a city like, say, London, you can actually download a guided tour podcast and take it with your iPod or MP3 player and then go on a guided tour around London. See the city's main attractions. This kind of thing, it's actually a very good idea. It's innovative, and you know, you can see that down the road this idea could really blossom. I mean, I can envision an iPod with a built-in GPS and a color screen that gives guided tours to different cities with video actually assisting the tour itself. Guided tours, audio guided tours, already work very well in places like the Forbidden City in Beijing, or like in Alcatraz. So using podcasts to increase the flexibility of and the power of these tours, it makes sense to me. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see what keeps changing. Now, before I get to my esteemed guest, I'd like to talk a little bit about the book, The Secrets of Podcasting, Audio Blogging for the Masses, published by Peachpit Press of Berkeley, California. When I first decided to write the book about podcasting, we had a lot of discussions about what the scope should be and what the target audience should be, of course, and I felt strongly that with podcasting being such a new entity, that an easy-to-use sort of catch-all book that covered the basics and showed how to capture and listen to podcasts would probably be the most valuable out of the starting gate. I also wanted to include details on how to create a podcast and get it published using RSS. That's an acronym for really simple syndication, as the readers of the book already know. Obviously, there are fewer readers that want to create podcasts, but in the end, we felt it's much better to have a complete book that shows all aspects of podcasting, so we included four sections that cover all aspects of podcasting. If you think that there's no chance you'll ever make a podcast in a million years, You may be surprised. There are so many possible applications for podcasts, and as the software for creating and publishing podcasts gets so much easier to use, I suspect that there's a reasonable chance that a lot of people who never thought they'd pick up a mic will be creating podcasts of their own. It could be something for education, for a charity's website. You just never know. But with MP3 players becoming so ubiquitous, the market for listening to podcasts is just going to continue to go through the roof. Getting to the book now, The Secrets of Podcasting is divided into four main sections. The first section discusses what podcasting is and where it came from. The second section shows you exactly how to go out and get podcasts that you can listen to on your iPod or your MP3 player, your computer, or even off of a CD if you burn the podcast to a CD. The third section details the art of creating a podcast, and we've covered it from both the PC and Macintosh angle, so you can get started no matter what your choice of platforms is, and create a podcast. We've included examples in there so that we can take you through step-by-step so you can see exactly how to create a podcast. And then the last section is a chapter that shows you how to publish your podcast and get it out there for the masses to enjoy. The key to this section is, of course, RSS, or really simple syndication, as I mentioned earlier. And ultimately, it's RSS that got the ball rolling for podcasting in the first place. Finally, there's an appendix with a list of websites and important places you can go and bone up on podcasting. So we hope that there's something in the book for you, and no matter if you're just listening to podcasts or trying to make your own and get it out there, this book is going to help you do that. So enough about that. The time has come to get ready for our conversation with Bob Goyette. So now I'd like to welcome to the show Bob Goyette, the famous 50% of Bob and AJ show. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, Bart.
So, Bob, why don't you start out by telling us how you and AJ got started in podcasting in the first place?
Well, AJ and I actually started doing pirate radio in the early 90s. And after fear of the CRTC coming after us, we kind of stopped that. And last summer I was listening to IT Conversations, and I heard about podcasting, and realized that this was radio, just a different way. And so I got in touch with AJ and said, we have to do this, and a few weeks later we were doing it.
Yeah. So, well, tell me about the Bob and AJ show.
The Bob and AJ show is a very relaxed show. There's no set format. It's just basically AJ and I get together once a week, and we have a couple of beers, and we talk about life. We play some good music, and we record it. We put that out as a show, and the response has actually been very good. We thought we'd be doing this for a couple of months, and it's now we've been at this for 8 or 9 months, and we're having a blast, and the response is great, and we're building a following, and we're having a great time.
You do other podcasts too, don't you, or am I wrong about that?
No, I also do a music show called Mostly Tunes. And that's just myself playing music, usually a half-hour show a week. Not much talking, mostly about the music. And I just intro the artists and give people links. And then I do a show with my wife, Kathy, called The Catfish Show. And that's what they call a couple cast, where it's just, well, a couple talking about life and interesting things. I let her. She runs that show. And I'm the sidekick on that show. So it's... It's a nice switch for me, and we have a lot of fun doing that.
Wow, you made it a real family affair, and it's obviously a big part of your life, because if you're doing all these shows, it takes a lot of time to put them all together and get them going.
It does. It takes a bit less time now than it did early on, because you get to learn the tools, and you have a certain set of steps that you do that you get used to, so it ends up taking less time after a while. But no, it still takes up quite a bit of time.
So... I noticed that, like, even in the last month since we finished the book, there've been plenty of podcast-related announcements, and these things are, like, they're changing the landscape. It amazes me. For example, now Apple has included a podcast aggregator in iTunes, and I read that where Virgin Atlantic is offering guided tour podcasts for travelers. So if you book a flight on a Virgin Atlantic plane and you're going to Paris, for example, you can actually get a podcast guided tour and download it and have that for when you land in Paris. So, you know, and there's even an all podcast radio station in San Francisco that's starting up. So, I guess what I'm asking you is, does the pace of the podcast revolution surprise you at all?
It's actually blowing me away. I've been involved in technology for about 20 years now, and you know, it's always been a fast moving thing. And you know, we saw the web take off, and we saw email take off, and this is just crazy. I don't know when this is going to start slowing down. We've been at this since September, October-ish, and it's incredible the number of changes. When we started podcasting, I think there was about 500 shows, and now I think it's up around 6,000 or 7,000 if you count just the independent shows. And there's all the major media outlets are in now, and I think it's great because it really validates what we were doing early on, and it is a real medium, and it is to be taken seriously. But it's not controlled by anybody, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. That's the one thing. When I was writing the book, a book like this is written over a couple months, and I mean, literally every day there'd be something new that would come up that would just surprise the heck out of me. I'd be like, "Whoa, I got to include this!" And you know, it is moving so fast. It's moving faster than I think. It's moving faster than the web did when it kind of took off. And yeah, it's amazing. So let me ask you this then: what if anything would surprise you in the podcasting realm? Could anything surprise you at this point?
I think if anything were to surprise me, it would be probably the major record labels acknowledging podcasting as a viable medium, and you know, setting up licensing schemes that would work for a home podcaster. Right now, they've set up licenses. I think it's a very complicated scheme. The average non-lawyer human can't get through it, and it's expensive. And I think if they were to come out with something, you know, if they realized what a promotional tool this was, I think that would surprise me.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I wrote a part of the book. I cover that, you know, the licensing part, and it's not. You're right. It's absolutely not easy. And we actually discussed that before. You and I did, but you're right, that would be, I mean, hopefully they'll kind of get on board and realize that there's money to be made, not so much from collecting license fees from podcasters, but on the back end, because, you know, the audience is so much bigger with podcasts, and you're reaching sort of nooks and crannies you wouldn't with broadcast radio.
Right, and it's such an attractive audience, because these are usually pretty technical savvy people. These are people with MP3 players, which means their income level is at a certain level. It's an attractive market, and I think they should be throwing themselves at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, I actually spent a couple weeks in China recently, and one of the things I noticed, I was in Beijing, and one of the things I noticed was that just about, well, it seemed like about 25% of the people there had MP3 players around their necks. And so, you know, it's not just a North America thing too, it's a worldwide thing. And in a place like China where you know, pirating is so rampant, I mean, you might be able to work something out where you could, you know, expose your music through podcasts, in China. And, you know, it might be an alternative to, you know, to the system they have now, where basically if a legitimate CD comes out, it's basically copied and on the street for 10 cents a copy, you know, within an hour.
Right.
So what do you think the future holds for podcasting then? I mean, by that, I mean, do you think you'll see podcasting go mainstream? Will we see, for example, celebrities made from podcasting? I mean, we sort of already have. I mean, Adam Curry was already a celebrity, but will we see, like, you know, people actually come out of the podcasting realm and become sort of mainstream celebrities?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends what you mean by mainstream. I definitely think that there's the potential there for people to be more famous than they are now. You know, I just look at our show, and we have, you know, thousands of listeners a week, and we have people, you know, emailing us from Poland and from Germany and from South America. And I mean, there was no way these people would have known about us without this. So that's a certain level of, I wouldn't say fame, but at least notoriety. And I just see it as it gets more accepted, there's going to be more of that. And instead of maybe being one person famous to everybody, you're going to have a lot of people finding their niche and appealing to a certain audience. And I think that's the appeal, is there's something out there for everybody.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I think there's a very good chance that podcasting is going to change definitions. It's going to reshape the landscape in many ways, you know, sort of like the web did. I mean, the web reshaped computers and communication in many ways. And I think podcasting definitely has a chance of reshaping, the broadcast media, for sure.
Just because it's not central anymore. The control isn't in one place. You know, like here in Canada, most of the radio stations are programmed out of Toronto. And with podcasting, that doesn't happen. So you really get, you know, if you listen to a show from Nova Scotia, you're going to get that flavor of music. If you listen to a show from Scotland, you're getting that flavor. Things you wouldn't get normally.
Yeah, it's not sanitized, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, it's a really, really exciting thing. I'm anxious to see what's going to change. Hopefully, we'll do a second edition of our book, because it's going to, you know, I anticipated the book is probably going to double in size, because so much is happening, you know, in this field.
No, it's moving very quickly.
And yeah, well, thank you very much, Bob. It's been great having you on the show, and I encourage everybody to go out and check out the Bob and AJ show. What's the website for that?
It's www.bobandaj.info.
Right, yeah, and that's actually in the book, so if anyone listening actually owns The Secrets of Podcasting, Audio Blogging for the Masses book, that link is in there. If not, we just gave it to you. You can also get that link off of podcastalley.com and any other podcast site for that matter.
Yep.
So thanks again, Bob, and good luck.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks again for joining us. Thanks to Bob Goyetch. I just want to point out that the book, Secrets of Podcasting, Audio Blogging for the Masses, is available at all booksellers, Amazon.com and PeachBit.com. The music today was all Creative Commons music, Sweet Background by Aaron Smith, Mellow Blue by Elixis, and Ocean Shores by Kelly Weiss. Thanks again for joining us, and good luck with your podcasting, both creating them and listening to them, and I hope to see you again real soon.